have Brett Jonasson in. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. The new athletic director at North Platte Public Schools, but a guy that has been obviously within the school system for a long time. Congrats on the position, at least.
Hey, thank you.
You were at the middle schools AD for 10 years?
Correct, 10 years.
And what was before that?
I've been in the district 27 years, and okay. So I started in 97 at the old high school as a social studies teacher and football coach, and then obviously we opened a new building, and then worked in administration for about the last 10 years, and so it's been a fun ride, and it seemed like yesterday we just started and getting to the end of my career. So.
Yeah, and personally, I know you've got boys that went through the school system and still there.
Right.
Yeah, how many kids do you have?
Two boys,
that's what I thought.
Cole was my oldest. He's a graduate of North Platte High, and then my youngest is a junior.
Very good, very good. So now AD, that's a little bit of a jump from middle school to high school, right? Especially at a Class A school.
Yeah, there's a lot of things, a lot of wheels turning and a lot of moving parts. And so trying to catch up with everything midstream, and it's been positive. I had great help with the administration. My secretary, Ms. Streeter, has been a great help. My assistant, Janelle Euling, has been great. And so everybody's been positive, and you know, we just ask for a little grace as we get moving here and figure things out.
Right. And I mean, if you at a Class A school on a Thursday, today, you got girls golf, you got boys, I think, maybe girls golf is off today. Boys tennis, though, I know you've got volleyball today. I mean, you're going to have four, I'm talking just varsity, not JV, reserve, freshman. I'm talking just varsity. You're going to have on a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 to 4 sports almost every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a lot of programs, a lot of kids involved in things. And, you know, we want it that way. But it does put a lot of time on my plate to get things done and my staff. But we're used to it, and we have to travel a lot, as you know. And
right.
So that's another factor. And but we enjoy it, and it's makes for a fast school year.
All right. So what do we have coming up for Bulldog Athletics?
Well, I just wanted to give you an update kind of where we're at in the fall. And, you know, we're already late September. And so
right. We're tail end of some sports.
Absolutely. And we're getting close to the end, and district times for a lot of our events are approaching. But I just want to kind of give you a quick rundown of kind of where our activities are. We're in the final push, as we said. Softball is at the Lincoln Southeast Invite this weekend, provided the rain holds off, so they're kind of making some concessions with that possibly. We did have a North Platte invite last Saturday that got rained out. Mm-hmm. We couldn't have it, unfortunately. And then they'll have districts coming up here the first, I think, week in October. Volleyball, they're a young team. They're improving, pretty heavy with sophomores and juniors. I think we have one senior there. They have the district matches at the end of October. Cross country's had a really good year. Their district is October 12th. Both teams, girls and boys, won the North Platte invite that we had at the beginning of the year, and they've won several different meets and been really very competitive this year, and so we look for possibly both of those teams getting into districts or into the state meet at districts. Tennis, we have the North Platte invite coming up on the 30th of September, and then state for them is October 12th and 13th. Golf, I was able to go out there one of my first days last week, and we had a North Platte invite, and the girls finished third on the 14th, and so their districts is October 3rd. I think that was just announced yesterday that they'll be playing at Awari
in Kearney, right?
So
yep.
That's a good close meet for us.
Yeah, that doesn't work out. I mean,
it's
outside of hosting, that's as good as it can get.
And Matt, Mr. Kaminsky feels pretty confident that they can do some things there. So
very good. Yeah, I think they just got second yesterday.
Yeah,
so
they're coming on and playing well, and so we're happy with what they're doing. Football-wise, we got Kearney, obviously, tomorrow night. You know, the season record, you know, doesn't look the best, but they've had 3 losses by 10 points.
Boy,
tomorrow.
I know.
They're a young team. They, you know, they start out, they've got a small senior class, and a bulk of their kids are juniors. So good things ahead, and they're going to get better, or have gotten better every week. And so this is the meat of our schedule. And we've got Kearney this week, who's always, you know, perennially tough. And then next week,
you
have maybe one of the greatest teams ever assembled in North Platte High or Nebraska high school football. So it's a challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
Right.
Last year, you know, we pulled off
right.
the greatest upset maybe in Class A, so for quite a while. So we're excited about that. The fall play went on last weekend, too, or so we had that with Pride and Prejudice, so those kids do an outstanding job in their field. Band is at UNK Band Day on Saturday, and Cheering Pacers have been doing their thing and performing at different events, and they look really very good. So that's kind of a rundown of our fall sports. future-wise, you know, kind of trying to peek ahead a little bit and get to my next sports and towards the end of the year, I just want to work with all of our programs and see what they need so they can be successful in their endeavors throughout the course of the year. We did mention some exciting things, you know, was announced earlier in the year that we are adding baseball,
right.
So kind of a pilot year for us with baseball, somewhat of a limited schedule, getting our feet wet in there, so that'll be more information coming with that. And then you have, you know, NSAA legislation on classification will be coming up and those things, and we have the two-year football cycle that will take place in February, be announced, I think, into December, if I'm right on my calendar. And then exciting news for Friday night,
right.
A lot going on. Probably the big thing is we're unveiling our new video board.
Exactly.
We have the backyard barbecue going on, so we'll be doing that around 5-ish o'clock and unveiling that, and then working in progress on how that will impact our games as we go through the rest of the season here, and certainly next year it'll be a tremendous asset.
Yeah.
Thank all of our sponsors for that. And then also, Barb Baldridge and I had a conversation yesterday. The tennis courts at Cody Park are almost there as far as their fundraising.
We just had them in yesterday.
Yeah, so she was in, great. And so you know where that's at, and she's excited about that, and so are we, and so is the community. So a lot going on. And,
yeah, that's just all you're dealing with.
That's all I'm dealing with.
But you're a man for the job, I think, for sure. And I think North Platte's lucky to have you there. So, and yeah, tomorrow night, obviously, I mean, there's a little bit of weather chances. I think the school put out a blurb about, you know, if something weather-wise impacts, we might have to push some of those events to maybe another home game later down the road. But obviously, that's not happening right now.
Yeah, not now. We just want to make a concession in case, you know, something happened. We have a plan B. And we have Parents Night, and we have Chain War. The chain war has been going on in all the schools to raise some money for the foundation. And so all those people get recognized, and we don't want them standing in the rain and stuff. So we're trying to figure out a plan B just in case. So
I think the barbecue should be solid. I don't think the storms will come by then. So
I'm hoping so. Mrs. Birchall's getting nervous, I know.
Yeah, but, I'm sure she is.
Hopefully it all works out.
Absolutely. And I know, you know, obviously then baseball, that, not to throw another thing on your plate in your first year, but that's a big adventure. But you're a baseball guy, I know that.
Right.
You're a family of baseball. You got a great field that's ready to go. You know, and obviously the challenges of getting games. Is your schedule pretty much where it is probably going to be, or is it still being a?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a work in progress. I think it's pretty solid. You know, when they came into this, my understanding is it was just going to be more of a pilot year,
right.
Limited schedule. I think maybe there's 9 or 10 games on the schedule. Trying to find games this late is hard in other people's schedules.
Right.
So the next year we should have a full schedule and be, you know, up and running. I think we can still compete in the district and the state level, obviously, if we can get that far. But so, yeah, it'll be a logistical thing we'll have to work out. There's a lot of people that are involved in the baseball community as far as we have other teams that need to get out there, too. So we'll just work a schedule and see how it goes.
And for those kids that play baseball, I mean, they pretty much, it's a seamless transition then into Legion right after that.
Right.
I mean, they're playing baseball from like early March or late February all the way through almost August.
Correct, yeah. And so and a lot of those kids will cross over, you know, from that time frame into the Legion program. And so we do have some Legion coaches on our staff.
Right.
And so hopefully that'll be a nice transition where those kids can just seamlessly move into the program in the summertime. And so I know North Platte's been a long time coming. Everybody's excited about that. North Platte baseball hopefully will make a mark in the future. So.
And recap your coaches, because it's a pretty good group of coaching staff.
Yeah, you've got John Burns going to be the head, and he brings a lot of experience to the table. He's a former Legion coach as well. And you got Ricky Holm, who is the current Legion coach. You got Aaron Stirrup, who is also been in the Legion program also.
Right.
So we have a couple other assistants also. So. It's a good group.
It is a good group.
About it.
Well, Brett, appreciate you coming in and giving us an update on Bulldog Athletics. It's a big week. Kearney in town tomorrow. That's always a monster one. The backyard barbecue starts at 5, kickoff at 7.
Yep, 7 o'clock sharp, and we're ready to go.
So. No Bulldogs here, and all the sports today. You know, and then you'd see, oh, there's some weather in the forecast. That's an AD's nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been in touch with the National Weather Service and making phone calls and getting briefed, so it's looking a little better, but hopefully it subsides. And we want clear skies in the morning and south wind. If we have that, we're in good shape.
Okay, very good. Well, best of luck with the new position for the rest of the year. Maybe we'll get you in late in the springtime, maybe to talk a little spring sports or something. But appreciate you coming in today.
Okay, well, appreciate it, fellas. Thanks. Go Dawgs.